chapter 2. It's on page 1089 in the church books. 1089. And we're going to read the first 10 verses. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived amongst them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Right, I'm going to hand over to Michael now.
Thank you very much. Right. Now, I've got some paper here with some words on. And you're going to use them a bit later on in the sermon. All right? So I'm going to ask people to take one. And I'll come round later. Just pick one. And we'll ask you for it, what it is, later. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3. Take one, that's it. You take one? That's it. You'll have to read them out later. That's it. That's it. And one last one coming up. Neil, will you take that? That's it. Thank you. Right. Wondering what on earth he's doing. Right. Today, I want to sum up a text in Romans, which is Romans 4:25, which is what the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have done. Christ was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. I want to see this and to really sum it up. And we're going to look at it and look at man's state, God's plan, and the resurrection fulfillment. That's man's state, God's plan, and the resurrection fulfillment. Now, man's state, it's ungodly. He is constituted a sinner by Adam's act, which was rebellious, disobedient, unrighteous, and no fear of God before him, and in man's eyes as well. And in the scripture reading we've just had, if you look at it, in the first 3 verses, we are told that we are dead in trespasses and sins. This is man's state. And in verse 2, he's saying, Paul was writing to the Ephesians, he said, well, you used to walk this way, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That is what's happening with mankind today. And he says, among whom also we had our way of life in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. And in verse 12 of that same chapter, which wasn't read, but he says this, at that time you were without Christ. This is mankind. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God, in the world. What a state of mankind. Now, do you realize that judgment has been passed on mankind's state? You've only got to look at the Gospel of John in chapter 3 in verse 18 when it says, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And in the last, one of the last verses of that chapter, it says, and he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. But he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Now that is the state of man today. So what's God done about it? Well, we just need to look at his reconciliation plan. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God devised a plan of crucifixion and glorification. Christ crucified, Christ glorified. And it was all done by his love, his grace and mercy. And this is one thing that's really struck me recently. God loves mankind. He loves us and he has done something about our state. So what are the plan's details that were added by God? Some of the details are, well, there must be judgment on sin and sins. Christ chosen to be the sacrifice to be able to bring mankind back to God. Christ crucified. Christ, our federal head, was to die in our place. Christ was to be forsaken by God. And all this was done before the foundation of the world. Now, there are some other contents included in his plan. And this is where you're going to take part. Here we are. His plan. If you'd like to... what one have you got? Right. To be under the Holy Spirit. To live, walk and be led. Christ made unto us wisdom, righteousness and redemption. Deliverance from evil controlling spirits. Forgiveness of sins. Becoming a child of God. Sorry, young lady, I forgot you. Definitely becoming a child of God. Definitely. Receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. To be placed in Christ risen. Most important, that one. Healing of body, soul and spirit, yes. Having a new kind of life. And the final one? Salvation from the wrath of God. There we are. These are some of the things, not all of them, I couldn't think of any more, but it's part of the plan of God